The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
When she was campaigning and went, she was, you know, I helped campaign for her at work. And I used to say to these women, and we get together and we used to say, look, we need a prime minister, a woman prime minister. Go home and tell your husband to vote for Maggie Thatcher and don't have any sex with them until they said yes. So I used to work for social services at the time. It get wrong.
Sorry, Sylvia. Sorry, I didn't see that going. You're saying that that was something that you did and other people did?
Yes.
We do not have sex with your husband until you voted for Margaret Thatcher?
Yes.
And how many women were taking that attitude?
Oh, you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised, Alison, at the time.
So back in 1979, lots of women were withholding sex from their husbands.
Until they voted for Maggie Thatcher. In my part of the world, yes, we did. We're saying, look, these men are there, and even now, I'm not disrespecting these men in politics, but sometimes they haven't got a flaming... I'm not going to swear because I've just heard you said people are swearing. They haven't got a clue. These prime ministers are so soft, they're saying... for instance, they'll say, oh, yeah, we must do that. But Maggie Thatcher will say, yes, we are going to do that, and we will do that. Yes, you've got the miners' strike, and you've got this, and you've got that. And that is part of the mechanics of politics. And it really winds me up when I hear people are really saying, and, you know, and I'm a Christian as well, the IRA tried to hurt her, and people tried to hurt her, but they couldn't move her until God was ready for her. And she was a good woman. She opened up so much avenues in various ways, and... You just had to look at for her life's history.
Do you feel that for women she was a good force? I mean, you and all these other women withholding sex all over Buckinghamshire from your husbands until they agreed to vote for her. What was it worth it for the female cause?
Oh, God, of course it... Yes, a thousand times over it did. The evidence speaks for itself, Jonathan. She was there for 3 decades. I mean,
was she there for 3 decades because she was making a powerful section of the country very, very rich? Meanwhile, lots and lots of people were getting very, very poor and very, very unhappy. Is that why she managed to cling on? Because the people she made very rich, they themselves had tremendous sway.
No, I don't see it that way. I don't see it that way. I mean, you know, I understand a little bit about politics. I'm not politics, but I don't see it that way. Look, what would have happened if the miners has continued down this road in this day and age? How was it going to work? Was it going to continue to make money? Was it going to make profit? In every decade, in every generation, you have a turnaround. In her time, that was the turnaround for the miners and all these strikes. And I went through that 70s as well with all these cutbacks and everything. And I still have no regrets of what that woman did.
The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.